everyone. Welcome to a, I don't know, this might be a side episode. This might be episode 61. I'm not sure yet of the Beardcast.
I think it's episode one of the Soul Patch cast.
Yeah, you said the goatee cast, in which I misread.
Yes.
And said it was a goatsy cast.
As most people will.
Oh, yeah, they'll be like, the what? The who what?
The who where?
I'm Wes Gardner, and that right there is Brian Belita.
Yo, I'm Brian Belita.
And we got Imran Khan right there.
Yo, I'm Brian Belita.
Oh, shit! There's two of them!
He's Brian Belita, and it's November 8th, 2011.
You were all cloned from the real Brian Belita. It is November 8th.
And plus Nitro Beardus and Terry Bliss.
Nitro Beardus. Oh, that's the name of the episode. Oh, for sure.
Deus Ex Belita.
Oh, man.
I got nothing.
Before we start on the video games, and just so everyone knows ahead of time, this is going to be kind of a random cast. Yeah, today was Modern Warfare Day. Whoopee. I think it's Metal Gear Day, personally, because that's what kind of...
I had a friend who posted somewhere, I can't remember where, he was like standing in line with all these people trying to pick up Modern Warfare 3 so I can grab a copy of Metal Gear Solid HD Collection.
And you know, because I mean, I am...
I was like, fuck yeah.
I am one of those clerks at a game store, not at the GameStop, but at something like that. And I know if we did a midnight launch, because apparently there's laws where you have to have a door leading to a parking lot in order to host a midnight launch event. Because we're in a shopping mall, so we couldn't host one, so we just had a crazy line this morning. But yeah, like I think I would sigh in relief, you know, if someone came up, hey, you guys, do you guys actually have Metal Gear? I'd be like, oh, thank God,
you, sir.
Another one of my own.
You, sir, and then
I'd reach down and like in the secret stash, you know what I mean? Like here's all these bulk copies of Modern Warfare, like bro shooter, bro time, and then I. reach over here and like, here's your pristine copy of Metal Gear, sir. Enjoy.
You also give him like a masthead or like a banner that he can wear on his back, marching out, saying, "This guy is awesome."
We do a
like
secret handshake.
yeah, exactly.
We do a secret handshake that no one rehearsed. We just know it somehow, like four or five movements. Oh, it'd be awesome.
Well, obviously, it would be the Snake Otacon handshake.
Yeah, the ha. Like this with a snap at the end.
I was going to say it was going to be a handshake based on the Raiden vamp fight.
Off the crotch grab?
Yes.
See a crotch grab.
It's like a bunch of twirling and spinning and break dancing and Russian dancing.
I stab the little thing that bleeps whenever you scan a product. I stab that through myself into the customer. I'm like,
here you go, sir.
And have a good night.
Thanks for coming to Game Store.
Game Store. Various Game Store. But, yeah, before we get really started on talking about games, yesterday I woke up and I could not get out of bed. And it was the only time in my life to where I physically could not get out of bed. I pinched a nerve in my neck.
Oh, man.
And it was the weirdest feeling because, you know, I've heard about people, oh, my back went out. Oh, this one out, this one out. And I was like, yeah, that must suck, man. But I woke up and I was laying there and I was like, God, my head hurts. Like I had this really bad headache and I tried to get up and I couldn't move. Like I physically could not move. And I was like, am I paralyzed right now? Like I thought I was having, you know, I woke up in the middle of a dream or something and I was in REM sleep cycle, so I couldn't move. But it wasn't that. Like I was fully conscious. I was looking around.
You look down and there's a wooden block between your ankles.
Yeah. Satan's at the bedside. He's like, hello, friend. But I was laying there and I just kept trying to move. And I was like, oh, God, am I like really paralyzed right now? And I looked and I was like, OK, I'm going to move my feet. And I moved my feet. And my toes move fine. My fingers
wiggle.
Move fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big toe.
I had that moment. I had the because that's the first thing you think of. If you can't move, you're like, oh, God, am I dead? And then you look around and. Yeah, I could move my neck sort of, but every time, man, it was pain that shot throughout my entire body. And every time I'd turn a certain way, a different part of my body went numb. So I was like, this is not good.
Man.
It took me an hour and a half to get out of bed.
Did you just, like, sleep on it funny?
I guess so, man, because, I mean, today it still sucks. I tweeted, I think, that I'm walking around like Batman, but before Batman had that neck thing to where he could actually move his head. Right. You know, at the beginning of the Dark Knight, I think it was.
When he actually had to turn his entire shoulders.
Yeah, that's what I have to do. I literally have to do that. I have to squat down if I want to look at something lower. Like, it's the worst. And, yeah, I use, like, muscle relaxers or something. But this, even
that's
that.
That's really weird because was this, what, like, yesterday?
Yeah, I woke up yesterday. Yesterday at 9 a.m.
Because I woke up today, man, and I must have, like, slept in my arm funny or something. Because my entire, like, left arm, I just could not pick it up past, like, 70 degrees, so yeah. Man, becoming dads is rough.
Yeah, no, like God's telling us that it's time to get older.
Man. Yeah, so I just like it was like it sucks to put on shirts and stuff. I just couldn't maneuver my body that like my shoulder and arm in such a way to put shirts on.
It's so weird. I texted
just like fuck jackets.
I texted my girlfriend. And I was like, come in here and help me get out of bed. She started laughing. She's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, honestly, I don't know. So she came in, and I was like, babe, I can't move. And she was like, no, just move. And I was like, no. Like, oh, it hurts super bad. Like,
every time. That was the response. Like, I can't move. Like, no, just go ahead and move.
Yeah, just
and Wes was like, no, just bring me my PS3, a TV mounted on the ceiling, and pop in Metal Gear HD Collection, please.
Oh, it was so bad, man, because I've never in my life, like, I've played football, I've been through car accidents. You know, I wake up sore, right? You wake up and you're sore, like your body feels slightly hungover type thing. But this was a state of paralysis. And I was like, okay, just try to tip me over a little bit. And then she would have to reach behind me and like leverage me, like bloop. And
just push me out of the bed.
Yeah, pretty much, man. And it seriously took us about an hour, 15 minutes just to get me on my side. And then I slid off the bed. I was like, maybe if I do it this way. And then I just stayed.
Maybe if I just inchworm along the ground, I can make do.
I stayed in that weird position. I was on my knees with my hands on my knees, like I was a Bushido master or something. And I was upright. And like as long as my back stayed straight, I was fine. Because at first, what I thought it was like some sort of nerve, like twisted funny. And I was like, I can't have spinal damage. This is stupid.
It's nanomachines.
Like, it was. I turned into Raiden overnight. I was like, oh, my body. And like steam just shoots out.
My body wasn't ready.
Ugh. But yeah, man, it was nuts, and I'm still feeling it. Like I take like 3 or 4 Aleve at a time. But it's weird because it's not a muscle spasm. It's like I pinch something. It's the worst.
Don't die, Wes.
But anyways, yeah. Speaking of, man, that news of Heavy D.
Just play video games.
Yeah.
What happened to Heavy D?
I don't. Did they say what happened to him? It was like a cardiac. Was it cardiac arrest or was it? Something else. I know he was losing weight.
He was heavy, right? I mean,
well, he was in the 80s. He definitely was, but he was actually losing weight, from what I understand.
Rule of three.
Still pretty big. What?
It's the rule of celebrity death. Three people die at a time.
That's true. It was Andy Rooney,
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier, and now Heavy D. But what about the Guar guitar player? Is he notable enough to be in the Factor of Threes?
Maybe. Heavy D started a new set. So two celebrities better watch out.
Okay. So I did a Google image search, and there's like one photo of him where he's not heavy. Anyways. there's also a photo of a TV where somebody made a me of Heavy D.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's really kind of upsetting. I've noticed this too, that Twitter and Facebook and everything's kind of changed the perception. Because he had a Twitter. And his last tweet was like 15 hours ago. I retweeted it. And it's all it said was be inspired. And I was like, Like, it was this really solemn moment where I read it and I was like, literally 15 hours ago, he was telling people to, like, keep their chin up. And then he's fucking gone. Like, it's just a bizarre. Oh, it's so weird. I don't even know how to think about it.
I don't know what to do.
Nanomachines.
Let's go gather outside the Apple store for some reason.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
We'll get the candle app.
Can we buy Modern Warfare 3 here?
Going to, like, Burlington Coat Factory. Do you guys have any Modern Warfare 3? And they're like, what is that? And be like, God damn it. And then
God damn it, man.
No one has
go to, like, so I guess that game launched, what, last night?
Yeah.
How about it? I bet it's a Modern Warfare. Yeah. All I know is somebody linked me to the I guess Modern Warfare 3 version of the civilian mowdown moment or something. I don't know. There's like
moment.
Yes, the controversy moment where they blew up a small child.
What a ham-fisted piece of crap that was.
Wait, what they do? I heard that there was a moment like this, but what exactly?
Well, I guess there's like a minute and a half long clip where like it's from the perspective of a dad holding a camera and he's like recording his daughter. They're in England, but they're American. And there's Big Ben in the background. And the daughter's like, "Look, Daddy, come on, hi, ha ha, Daddy, I'm gonna go chase the pigeons." And then she runs by to the pigeons, and then like a car drives by and suicide bombs. Assumingly blowing up this small child.
Yes. Basically, she goes around saying, "I love life and I love my parents for me," and then explodes.
Right. And of course, these are people you have no connection to.
Right.
It just shows
the horrors of war.
It just happens, yeah.
Yeah.
The horrors of war is not something that games should shy away from necessarily.
Right, I agree.
Modern Warfare isn't the kind of game that should do that.
I agree with that. Well, yeah. I mean, because I will say, man, in the first Modern Warfare, that big shocking moment actually shocked the shit out of me. It was like a Bioshock moment to me. Whenever the nuke goes off and you have no control over a dying man, but all you can do is crawl, I was like, this is actually pretty intense. And then Modern Warfare 2 came out and it was like, Pluto is in orbit and it's going to crash into Mercury. And you're like, what the fuck? Like,
oh shit, I gotta fix that.
It turned, yeah, exactly. Like,
solving problems.
I need to shoot more nukes.
Space. Yeah. Nuke everything and realign the stars. But, I don't know. I agree with you. I mean, video games, if we ever want to be taken seriously as a storytelling medium, we can't shy away from stuff. But then doing it in the most, like, Hanna-Barbera, you know, oh, boy! And then, like...
But doing...
It'd be like if Transformers 2 focused a lot on, like, some of the people that the Autobots killed in a building.
Yeah, if it was like 5-minute slow motion montage, and
if it were like the Holocaust documentary, but about those people.
Or...
Yeah, how like whenever the dad dies, like his wallet's coming out, and like you see the picture of his children flapping in the wallet or something.
Yeah,
just stupid nonsense.
Like Michael Bay shouldn't be doing that. Michael Bay should just be exploding things.
Yeah, exactly.
And in that case, he should be producing the Cabela's movie.
Oh God,
Cabela! What was it? Cabela's Ultimate Hunt, like Shadows of Katmai or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
or
my
Survivor,
God.
I think.
Or Uncharted, right?
Yeah, it's the game is fucking Uncharted. It's like the same platforming and.
I mean, all I saw was the two best friends play clip of them playing it, and it looked amazing. Like at one point, a bear picks up a tree in its mouth, like a full tree, a birch tree, I believe, and just starts swinging it at you. Like, this bear is using a baseball bat.
There's also a bear that starts chasing you and knocks down water towers that explode
for
some reason.
And is, like, hopping around on top of buildings and shit.
I kind of want to play that game.
Yeah, it looks amazing. Oh, God. Okay, so, yeah. So that's Michael Bay, Cabela's, and I don't know, who would be the equivalent of Modern Warfare 3? A director of some sort. Yuval Boll?
No, that's kind of insulting to Modern Warfare 3. Even if I don't like it, I wouldn't
it at least functions decently as what it is. Let's see. Would it be...
Lucas might be a good example.
George Lucas?
Yeah.
Like inexplicable thriving in the face of mediocrity.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's true. Like, people continue to buy it even though it's literally the same stuff. Like, you can't change the Force. He tried to. God knows he tried. You can't do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Okay, so right before we started recording, I don't know how long we're going to record, but right before we started, I just posted up on Twitter that we're recording a small beardcast, and anyways, might be doing a bit of reader mail, feel free to ask a question or something. So we got some questions. We should answer them.
Yeah, for sure.
And, so we got one from Eric Klein, a.k.a. Lands from the platforms, who we know. And he asked us about thoughts on Syndicate. The co-op trailer released last week, and they promised no moral epiphany for the single-player character. And I didn't watch the co-op trailer. So I'm gonna go check that out right now. I don't know. I think Syndicate looks neat, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But
comes out soon, like 2 months soon.
That's right, yeah.
Syndicate. Here's the thing, and this is kind of tricky, because whenever I think of Syndicate, for some reason I think of XCOM. And I think that one is doing the reboot properly, and one is not. And I don't know why that is.
Which one is which?
I mean, Syndicate, I think, is the one that they're doing it properly.
Yeah.
But XCOM seems a little...
Oh, man.
What?
I have to read this comment.
What is it? Is it for Syndicate?
Top comments on the Syndicate 4-player co-op trailer. All right. Oh my fucking god, are you serious? People are fucking complaining about how fucking linear a game is? Why does everyone have to find something to bitch about before a game even comes out? The originals that started the FPS genre were linear as fuck, man. Quake, Doom, Wolfenstein, Half-Life? All fucking linear, so shut the fuck up. You have no room to speak until this game comes out and your broke ass buys it. Not every game is Grand Theft Auto.
I like how my Jewish grandmother wrote into YouTube.
That was Marky Mark, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Bubba, you can't be going around buying all the linear games.
So I'm watching this super dubstep trailer of the co-op, and so, all right, there's a flag, Eurocorp, we got some faceless soldiers running along. All right, now there's some trench coats. There's like a blimp, I think.
Does they're shooting. Have a trench coat?
There's more dubstep. All right, someone was climbing a ladder very wonkily. And I guess she just... Okay, some guy just jumped. There's a gun. Nothing really. There's a gun.
That sounds like you're reading like a jury.
Syndicate co-op. There's a gun.
Perhaps so several guns.
Looks fun. Somebody's neck just got broken. That looked like a freaking Blade Runner police car flying through the air.
I like it.
I mean, I love me some co-op, but I hope it's good, because it seems to me that they, a lot of times, they're just kind of ham-fisting it in.
Yeah.
I don't. And not doing it right.
Since Syndicate itself, I mean.
It's like it originally it is like a squad based game.
Right, exactly. Like a Jagged Alliance or
yeah. That sort. So it would be cool if they paid tribute to that, but if it's just like deathmatch or right. You know, survivor mode or whatever, or you know, like horde mode, just like in Warhammer 40K Space Marines, then I'm gonna be kinda because I'm already kinda bored of the Space Marine co-op.
Right.
Or the horde mode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And there's only so much I can take of that. I mean, even if they have some sort of leveling up system, it just becomes mind numbing. But if it's like co-op campaign or some kind of missions, then I don't know. But right, so thoughts on Syndicate. I think it looks neat. I hope it's not $60 on Origin, but that goes for every game.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, make no mistake, it absolutely will be. But yeah, I love it. I'm very biased because it is cyberpunk, and I'm the biggest cyberpunk apologist of all time. So I'm definitely for it. And the fact that they made it more action oriented, because I love Deus Ex, don't get me wrong, but the fact that Syndicate is not Deus Ex is very appealing to me.
Yes, it's Michael Bay's Deus Ex.
Yeah, it's Syndicate the Modern Warfare 3 for Deus Ex's.
Of Citizen Kane Cyberpunk?
Of Metal Gear HD?
Oh, man. But speaking of $60, so, God, it's terrible. Like, today, Skyrim comes out on Friday, right? The 11th?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm kind of excited for it. I honestly have not played, and by played, I mean, like, really played any of the other Elder Scrolls games to anywhere near completion. I think I played Morrowind for, like, 10 minutes. And I think at the time, my brain just couldn't wrap itself around those kinds of games, or just I didn't enjoy those. Maybe I don't know what it was, but I'm really excited for Skyrim, and I'm just like it's okay, Brian. I mean, just one $60 PC game is all right, right? I mean, it's not like you're just gonna go around buying every $60 PC game that comes out, right? I mean, it's okay, Brian. You can do it.
The gateway drug.
It is, and my moral binds are, I mean, I can get it for like $54 on Director Drive and activate it on Steam, but I still feel dirty if I do this, if I don't find some deal that's going to allow me to get it
right.
for $50 or less.
But I can tell you, man,
it's terrible.
For the one game that you would be able to spend $60 and feel completely justified, yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Skyrim is it.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a lot of playtime. But so that's an aside. But at least I don't have to worry about having to deal with Origin for it. So there's that.
Right. Well, first thing, Skyrim. Yeah, I'm so stoked for it. I literally just started playing Oblivion last night again. And I got there and I started hunting deer and I was like, yeah, this game's rad. But now I'm at that make or break point to where I can go back and do a lot of stuff in Oblivion, or I can just have that one little taste of what an Elder Scrolls game is like again, just to hold on until Skyrim.
Right.
But
right.
The bad thing is Friday morning, I leave to go out of town and I come back Monday afternoon.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, maybe I should get my Elder Scrolls time in right now and then enjoy my driving through Oklahoma as earthquakes happen.
Then, yeah, man.
God, I don't know what the fuck is going on there, but yeah, they had a tornado, they had a thunderstorm, they had snow, and they had an earthquake all in one day. I was like, God damn, it's Armageddon. But
it's Modern Warfare.
That is, it was all hyping up to that release.
This is real war, man.
You can't.
Don't you know?
Yeah, you can't even recognize.
Okay, all right, and then all right. So there's another question from our good friend Marco Flores.
Yes.
Who says, at Nitrobeard, thoughts on the gem system for Street Fighter X Tekken, where Yu-Gi-Oh! Meets fighting games? and then a follow-up question, who's your team for Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3? And then even if you don't play, who would you pick in the cast?
Who would we pick?
And I'm going to have to look up the roster now or whatever.
I know.
All right, should I go ahead and explain the gem system?
Yeah, go ahead, yes, just to clarify.
I don't know a lot about that.
So basically the base of Street Fighter Cross Tekken is going to be a tag team, like Tekken Tag Tournament.
That's an alliteration, FYI.
Just a bunch of alliteration right there. But you can equip your team with three gems, or not each, but for each team it's three gems. Mm-hmm. So you can have stuff like auto-blocking. I'm not sure if that's an actual one, but auto-blocking or increasing your supers or increasing your kicks, or stuff like that. Basically, customization.
Right.
And a lot of people are hating this because not only does it kind of break tournament value for this game, some of these gems are going to be DLC or pre-order bonuses.
Yeah,
and Capcom's logic is that this is going to bridge the gap between really high-level people and low-level people so everyone can have fun.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, that my logic is it's not going to. It's just going to make that gap larger.
I agree.
Because, like, if you have auto-blocking on, say, Johnny Retard, and he's going to be able to be much better at the game, if you give auto-blocking to, say, Daigo Umehara,
yeah,
he's going to kick everyone's ass.
Oh, God, yeah. Because, shit, he is an auto-block by himself. And it's really weird because I can see... Okay, I think there's merit in an idea like that. You know what I mean? I think there's merit in an idea to, okay, we're basically going to make... These are just loadouts, you know. But, okay, say if I get Hwarang... Jury and God, who's another kick-oriented character? You know, have nothing but kick and distance reach characters that play like footsies and stuff like that. And then I have my chip damage go up, my kick speed go up, and you know, whatever else, my combos would link better together or something. That could end up absolutely making sure I never play any other character. You know what I mean? I would have my set three with my set loadout. Basically, this sounds like it's turning into League of Legends.
See, the problem is I don't go to these games to look for customization. I go to do it to see, you know, what works best for me in terms of characters.
Oh, I
not
see.
What I can do to make a character work best for me.
Right. You go in just, oh, I... Kind of like the same way I would go into, you know, or we would go into Oblivion or Skyrim. It's, okay, what did they deliver to us for us to find? You know, like, okay, how does Ryu work in this game as opposed to the other games I'm familiar with him in? And, like, learning the values and learning the slight differences and the timings and the... Like, there's definitely beauty in that. I just don't know if... Do you think they just weren't confident enough in, okay, here's Street Fighter and Tekken characters, that they felt like they had to put something in there? Or...
I think this is going to be the future of how fighting games at Capcom are going to be greenlit. They're going to have to promise, okay, we can get more than just a fighting game crowd for this.
Yeah. It's that DLC thing, man. I don't know about that. Because that
Yeah, that's where like... the whole thing kind of breaks apart. When you have to pre-order at GameStop to get a certain kind of gem, then you've already kind of disowned your own system.
Yeah, and or you're paying for... It's basically what people thought with free-to-play MMOs for a while. Oh, God, oh, yeah, I'm just going to pay money to get God mode or whatever. And it's not the case, but I can definitely see with how a fighting game, that can absolutely... Okay, what if a gem that you really want is only a Best Buy pre-order, yet Best Buy for some reason won't order to your house and there's no Best Buy within 400 miles. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to sell it separately online as DLC? Probably. Or are they going to, you know, it's just, that just reeks of, oh, let's add a
Ultimately, they really should have made it a mode. They shouldn't have made it the entire basis of the game.
Kind of like a Puzzle Fighter mode or something.
Yeah, or like how Marvel vs. Capcom is doing like a fan service card game kind of mode.
Right.
Where you get like new abilities and stuff.
That's probably why you mentioned the Yu-Gi-Oh thing. but my loadout, if I were to play it, I probably will just at work and casually some stuff. Probably be Strider, Rocket Raccoon, and probably Doom. I'll do some Doom.
What about you, Imran?
For fan reasons, I'm going to make Phoenix Wright a core part of my team.
Nice.
But I've also wanted to. I really want to try Hawkeye because my last in Marvel vs. Capcom, I was terrible at zoning. I need to actually improve on that. And likely Virgil, because every reaction from when he's been revealed has been that he's really high tier.
Good deal.
Nice. Let's see. For me, I'm thinking Batman, Bakuryu the Mole from from Bloody Roar, and no, I have no idea. off the top of my head, Iron Fist, Deadpool, and Spider-Man. I don't know why, just because as a match. But then it also have like Firebrand, Viewful Joe, and Rocket Raccoon, just because they'd all be tiny, annoying characters.
Yeah. Rocket Raccoon seems pretty kick-ass.
From KFC.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm all about zoning.
That was the most convincing thing you've ever said.
I love
fighting games.
I love that zoning. All them zones. I do all of them.
But yeah, no, so, and this is, man, this is exactly why I didn't pick up Marvel vs. Capcom 3 when it first came out.
Why, because of characters or just...
Well, no, because I knew there'd be some sort of Ultimate Edition with all DLC characters or new stuff, so...
From what I've talked to people about, it seems like there was never, at launch, there wasn't an intention for it, but the earthquake and PSN going down, they kind of screwed up plans for DLC.
How long are they going to blame the earthquake for everything? I mean, I'm kidding.
Well, around that
was terribly insensitive of me.
At least in February, and the earthquake happened in March. So that's when it started delaying things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys hear they're doing a Sony fighter? Not Capcom, just I think Sony themselves are doing a fighter.
Like,
I did not.
Like their own Smash Brothers.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hmm.
I can dig it.
So wait, would it be only properties that Sony owns or that Sony owns the publishing rights to?
I assume publishing rights because they mentioned Jak and Daxter.
Okay, I was about to say okay because then we would have... If it's official Sony, we would have the Ridge Racer car. No, that's even Namco, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Namco.
Fuck. It would be...
The Gran Turismo car. Assuming it's an actual car.
Yeah, it'd be the Gran Turismo car.
That would be awesome.
It'd just be all 16 of the Colossi. Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be a pretty rad game. Or make them the levels. Oh, fuck. They might make one of them the levels. I'm automatically behind this idea.
They'll never do it now that you said it.
I know. Now that I gave them a great idea, they'll be like, oh, let's put on a Ridge Racer.
So does anyone play Nathan Spencer? He just looks like a douchebag.
He became a lot more popular once everyone figured out that one of his supers is a single frame that takes you across the entire level.
Hmm.
Oof. So not somebody bad. Ended up just spamming like that 100 times and getting or winning a big tournament victory.
Right.
He also does look really terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know why they chose a douchebag, Nathan.
And at the end of the day.
So those were the questions that we got. Thanks, Lance and Marco Polo.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
Hey, so speaking of Sony games,
yeah,
Uncharted 2 is not as good as I hoped.
Right. Uncharted 2 or 3?
Two I love.
Okay. Right.
3 not as good as 2. Like, somebody on Gaff put it best, but if you gave me all 3 games and just took off their branding and took out any references in the story, I would think that Uncharted 2 was a third game because of how different and more evolved it felt.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I can see that for sure.
I think that there seems to be a habit of that. a lot of times
in trilogies.
Thank you, Imran.
Trequels.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is it curse of threes?
Like the problem is like the main game is fine, I guess. It's just the normal platforming and the shooting, but there's a meta game in the game, which I like to call "Who the fuck is shooting at me?" I lose a lot.
Oh man.
Because I can never find out who is shooting at me. Enemies are like they design them to come at you a lot more often, and unlike Uncharted 2, where it was a well-designed corridor shooter, where it would be obvious where every enemy is coming from. Uncharted 2, you're more dumped in, or Uncharted 3, sorry, you're dumped in an area, and enemies will be coming from all directions, and occasionally just decide all of them are going to throw their grenades at once. And it becomes really, really frustrating. Also, this game has supernatural enemies again, and they are beyond bullshit.
So, like, every enemy is, like, the last boss from Uncharted 2?
Yes, and or if you played Uncharted 1, it's a lot like that.
Oof.
Where enemies will take 100 bullets and just circle around you constantly.
What the Christ is... I'm sorry, this is a complete aside, but I just opened up Steam by mistake. And so, like, they have this one here, like, Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, last chance to pre-purchase. So, I mean, once it comes out, I can just purchase it, right?
Yeah. But yeah. Look at it this way, Brian. You'll never be able to pre-purchase Skyrim.
I mean, that's true. It's true. I understand.
Yeah,
that.
Once the game
or something.
No, there is none. I think there was way back when it was a Team Fortress hat. It was like a big
for details
Viking helmet.
Pre-purchased. Yeah, I see nothing.
Yeah.
I like how one of the bullet points is Dragon Return.
Return your dragons.
It's like. I don't know, it's just like facts. Like McDonald's, eat food here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We serve things that people like to eat sometimes.
But then also...
Well, at first I thought they were using dragon as like the plural, like, you know, like...
like...
With no dragon with an S, but right below it, it says dragons.
They need to make it a pun. Be like, stop dragging your feet and right. Pre-order now.
Yeah, and I, myself and... God, I it's terrible. Who is... Is Compact Light on Twitter, is that Hanku?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it is. That's what I thought. I for some reason, for the longest time, I didn't realize that until I posted a screenshot that I took while playing TF2 of him as a engineer, like with his guitar out doing a taunt and a heavy about to turn the corner. And I think the heavy was Blaze. But anyway, so I put up this thing about my $60 dilemma. And then... Right, he said that that means less money to be made, plus Bethesda probably feels justified about the price because dragons. And then I said, watch out, lawsuit from Wizards of the Coast. And then he said, oh shit, I'll be safe and call it Dragon Scrolls.
Oh god.
Whoa, wait. Looking at the pictures here, and there's an NPC, and she's not incredibly unattractive.
Yeah, exactly, man. They've done a lot of work on the animations and even just the models. And
the zombies.
To a certain point, that's not going to feel like a Bethesda game eventually.
I know. It'll be like... Oh, I don't even know.
I just hope we see hot female hill giants.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
What I'm about.
Sure, dude. okay, we got another question. I just did an open...
But that were real quick. So, okay, and also, yeah. I just noticed on the announcements, there's an asteroid flyby sale for Rage. 33% off, so and I may actually jump on that for $40.
Hmm.
Oh right, because we missed that asteroid later or earlier this season.
Yeah, it flew between. I remember I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was like, "Hey, this giant asteroid just flew in between the moon and Earth."
Yeah, it's about 200,000 miles away, which is incredibly close.
That is pretty close.
Yeah, so it is great because it's got the screenshot of like the Rage logo. It says asteroid flyby sale up top, and it says 33% off. And then in quotes, 2005 YU55, and then in LOL. And I don't know why. It just is cracking me up.
Let's see. We got two questions. Oh, God. Now they're starting to. Oh, God. We have like 9 questions. Okay. Let's start with here. Crunch from the forums asks, let's see. Where's that new Carmageddon at?
Some independent developer somehow got Square to sign off on a new Carmageddon. So they're making one. We should probably see it next 2 years, probably.
Oh, shit. You can preload Skyrim now. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Really? Oh, shit, son. I'm doing that tonight.
Yeah, I'm so torn right now.
Oh, it's worth it, man.
I know.
I'm going to have to play it sometime, but I'm like, these next 2 weeks are bad enough that I don't know if I can throw
a hundred. I've got so many games on my plate right now. I've got, you know, In Momentum, which is something I'll keep playing. I still got Renegade Ops. We should play that, Imran.
Yeah.
And then, I've been playing DC Universe Online, which I may be talking about. But anyway, sorry, get to your questions.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of quick ones. Here's one from Behemoth, good friend of the show. Why hasn't the Dark Souls patch come out yet?
Because Namco Bandai is fucking lazy.
That's probably the actual answer. I think that Dark Souls is a type of game to where they can feed off of the empathy of gamers. So they'll announce a patch with no intention of ever making a patch. You know what I mean? That's just part of it.
Of the metagame, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Because really, if they put out a patch, it would just make you die harder.
Yeah. What if that is, well, we up the difficulty, and you're like, fuck, I wish they'd release it. And be like, baseline. You ask for a patch, goddammit, you'll get a patch. Like, but we got Yackle. Is it right to play Metal Gear Solid on systems that aren't the PlayStation 1? In fact, aren't you a poser if you play even with a DualShock, despite the extra thingies it unlocks, because the true hardcore play digital? That's a strong, strong words from our friend Yackle.
I was looking at the controller configuration for the 360 version of HD Collection, and I don't like it. Like, I'm too used to Metal Gear Solid 3 to not be able to use analog buttons for crouching and laying down.
Right.
And the 360 version has them like on a toggle, like the PSP games. And I don't like that sort of adjustment.
I'm playing Metal Gear with two move wands.
Yeah.
Only way to play.
The Guitar Hero controller. and the Donkey Kong bongos. But it is really bizarre, because if you go, I haven't done this yet, but we can go to the GameFAQs message board.
Don't.
Go to the 360 one and see how big of an outrage people are pissed off that it's coming out on 360. You know what I mean? Because there has to be, this is a Sony game.
Right.
Have you realized that this is the only thing Konami's putting out this Christmas?
That's kind of smart, man.
I mean, it's kind of smart, but it also speaks to why it's coming out. Yeah. That they've got nothing else.
That's true. Because that new Silent Hill doesn't...
Silent Hill got delayed for a bunch of bad development issues. Like, IGN, even in their preview, was saying, we don't think this game will be any good.
Ugh. Batman PC also got delayed.
A week, yeah. Fuck them.
See, I
probably wouldn't be able to play it immediately, but it's the principle of the thing.
I can kind of see that. As bad as it sounds, and because I am waiting for the PC version as well, but I mean, it was coming out the 15th, right? 15th, we have like 30 games coming out. It's Need for Speed, Assassin's Creed, Rayman. That's three of the 30.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, Marvel. There's just a ton of stuff coming out in the next...
Until the end of that week. Mario beginning of that week.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm still torn on Mario. I'm not sure if... I think if I just somehow get another $5 off, I can justify it. But it's that psychological barrier for me now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Kind of...
Any other questions?
Reading through these. Yeah. this... Sparkster has two for us. And first one. Has there ever been a game that has let you breakdance after beating a boss?
Sonic Adventure?
Yeah, that's true. I thought Busta Groove, but Busta Groove, you break dance regardless, like during the boss fight, before the boss fight, fucking all the time.
I feel like one of the Metal Capcom Gear 2D beat 'em ups had you play as a dancer.
And then anything with Eddie Gordo.
With Eddie Gordo, that's capoeira, Brian. It's so much
whatever,
different.
Man.
But there's that, but also Jet Set Radio, right? I wouldn't call it breakdancing.
Were there bosses in that game?
Skate dancing.
You could probably call it time attack stuff, bosses.
Break skating.
You know, yeah, all that break skating. And then
Sonic, by the way, before we get to Sparks' next question, Generations isn't bad. For 30 bucks, it's worth it.
It's 30 bucks and what is it, 120 frames a second?
I mean, I have it capped at 60.
At least four
case,
times
but,
that.
Yeah. You can get it up to 120.
900 frames a second.
The only problem is, the game is very, very clearly rushed at the end. It's like a big analogy for Sonic as a whole. The first part is great, and then it starts getting a little iffy, and then at the end it kind of falls at the finish line.
That's actually kind of a brilliant analogy. I didn't.
And then Sonic kisses a human.
Yeah, and then they get married.
The final boss is the dumbest fucking thing because all of Sonic's friends come and they all say Sonic every sentence and they talk to you constantly during the final fight, saying the exact same things with the exact same words over and over and over.
Hey, Sonic!
They're like, Sonic, that's a homing missile. Sonic, I think that homes in. Sonic, watch out for those missiles. It homes. I'm like, shut the fuck up, Tails.
I think those Sonic missiles are following you, Missile Sonic. And you're like, oh, God.
It's like Starship Troopers where they say the names of the people they're talking to every sentence. Hey, Diz. Sure thing, Jace. I don't think anyone was actually named Jace, but...
No, we're going to invent him. Right now, let's see.
Starship Troopers 3.
Oh, here's Sparkster's next question. I'm getting a little rowdy. Have you ever gotten busy in a Burger King bathroom?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Nitrobeard does not comment on rumors and speculation.
You know, there was a guy who had a blog about how he was going to masturbate in every Starbucks bathroom in New York.
Yep.
Like, Starbucks basically had signs. They didn't know what he looked like, but they're like, if you see or hear somebody doing something illicit in the bathrooms, please tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, I read about that.
So this is why you don't want to get busy in any bathroom.
No. Yeah. But to that matter, there's a Nitrobeard Herman Cain joke in here somewhere.
Oh, have you seen the mint chocolate chip that they made for him? God. It's a fake Ben & Jerry's flavor, but it's like, oh, God, what was the pun that they did? Oh, harassment chocolate chip. Hmm? And it had Herman Cain on it. And
oh,
it
said, harassment.
See it? And it said, like, the...
also pizza flavored.
Oh. That'd be wonderful. Okay, Yard Gnome has a question about his guitar neck that I will private message him about.
From a Burger King.
Like, I'll do a quick experiment. I will read this to you, and I want to count how many seconds it takes for both of your eyes to glaze over. All right? I'm looking to replace the neck pickup on my guitar. Most of my tone comes from the Seymour Duncan JB I have on the bridge, and I'm looking for a Strat-like tone that plays well with fuzz.
You know what I hear in that sentence? I'm a musician. Look at me. I'm a musician.
That's one of my favorite songs. let's see.
I'm just kidding, Yard Gnome. I love you.
I think that's about it for questions. But let's talk about kind of what we've been playing. Emron, do you have anything else kind of on Uncharted? Because, man, I loved Uncharted 2. I loved it.
Yeah.
Don't let me tell you it's a bad game, because it's not. It's just not the sequel to one of the best games of the generation.
Right.
And it should be, and I don't know why. I guess they thought they were so convinced they got it right with Uncharted 1, like that style of combat encounters, that they wanted to go back to it. But it actually harms the game, and I don't know why they did it.
Did it hit diminishing? I think Uncharted has hit diminishing returns.
I think they felt like they needed to change something. Mm-hmm. So they changed something that I don't feel they should have. But they said there's a patch coming soon, and I've been wrestling with myself if I should wait for that patch to actually write my review for it. But I decided eventually that I don't think that patch is going to change what I feel about this game.
Right, your overall feeling. Yeah. Oh, and...
Yeah, it's like, really only changing, like, aiming and adding motion blur.
Yeah, and last week, whenever you were mentioning that the cursor was sticky.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then it was funny, because 3 or 4 days after that, Naughty Dog came out and was like, oh, we've heard complaints about the sticky... they used, like, your exact words, and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's something that, like, at first they were saying, oh, we don't really see the problem. And it was funny, because a bunch of people were saying, there's no issue, you people are just seeing this in your head. And then Naughty Dog says, okay, we're going to fix it, because we've seen the issue, and everyone's like, oh, well, good on them for fixing it so quickly.
Right.
Like, wow, stay classy, Uncharted fans.
Yeah.
You know, with the Skyrim preload, I'm kind of surprised Steam hasn't shit the bed already.
I think that's why they're doing it, like, 3 days early.
Yeah.
So it won't shit, because how big
was,
is it?
That was a complete aside.
No, how big is that game?
Probably like 14 gigs, yeah. I don't know, man.
Some outlandish.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
DC Universe Online is 14 gigs. I'm not sure why.
Is it?
Yeah, yep. They only have one server. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, right now there's, I mean, they had like a 1,000% increase. I mean, obviously, clearly up from, you know, from when they went free to play. So they had a whole bunch of issues. I wanted to just change the name to Crash Universe Online whenever I launched it. But so right now, if you load it up, there's a queue you have to wait in. And apparently, even if you're like a paid subscriber, you have to wait in this queue as well.
Oh, God.
Which is kind of shitty.
See, here's the thing. They had,
I guess they're ironing things out.
Yeah, they had like 12 to 14 servers. And then everyone left. So they did down to one server. Like, they just literally got rid of servers. And then now that they have the 1,000% increase, you think they would... They basically made this much harder on
themselves.
I think
they're looking into it. They're looking into getting more servers, but surely they must have anticipated this.
See, that's the thing about a free-to-play game. You're not going to make any money unless everyone can play.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the barrier of entry has to be so low that anybody can play. And, yeah, if it's going to take 18 gigs of my bandwidth just to download the thing, not even include... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a cap anymore.
End up recording at least a couple of hours to... Maybe make us a Nitro Beard feature.
Well, I'll do it with you or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. But that aside, though, it's really fun. I've been super enjoying it. It just feels good. I mean,
bad enjoying it.
What?
You know, super enjoying it. Bad. No.
Oh,
mind.
Bad. Yes. And wonder enjoying it. But yeah. So because I went back and I tried out Champions Online. And yeah, it was all right. It just didn't really click with me at all. And then when City of Heroes went free to play, I went back and tried that out. And just like the free to play in both of these games, the whole free to play aspect was very jarring.
Right.
Like on City of Heroes, it was like, all right, you have one token, you can activate one of your previous characters. And I'm like, really, only one? And then I have to pay X amount of money to be able to use the other ones or something. And in DC Universe Online, it's not very jarring at all. I mean, the main thing being what you can make like two. You have two character slots, which is fine. I mean, I make one and I stick with it for the most part. And the only other thing really that affects me directly that I'm recalling right now is that you have like a max money limit, so you can only carry like $1,500 in the game at a time, and then it starts going into an escrow, and there's some shit about unlocking it. I don't know. But yeah, so it's not jarring at all, and I really appreciate that. And aside from that, just the combat and the movement especially is it's fun. It's I've been really enjoying it, and I'll probably be playing it for quite a while. After having kind of given up on City of Heroes, moving on from it, I guess, and then just Champions Online completely not clicking to me.
Right, I can see how going, because I remember, God, over a year ago, whenever we had our PC-oriented podcast, you were talking about all the cool stuff you did way back in the day in City of Heroes and City of Villains. So, yeah, I imagine the leap of going from, okay, I remember what the game used to be like, to then going and having everything taken away from you. Like, oh, you had 7 bags. Enjoy this half bag with 3 pouches. And you're like, this is not my stuff.
It's really funny because I think one of the free-to-play things that I haven't run into is like you can only send 6 messages every 30 seconds or something. But usually when I'm playing with my brother, we just have like a Steam, voice chat open. I was going to say something. I can't remember even what now.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I got. Oh, right. I remember. So I remember because my friend got this on PS3 a while ago. My friend who I had really kind of started and played City of Heroes through with, for the longest time. He was like my City of Heroes buddy, and he started playing DC Universe Online, and I just kind of waved it off. I just went, poof. And when he kind of showed me a bit, and he was like, man, it's like City of Heroes, 2.0. And I was just like, whatever, man. You don't get MMOs.
You don't even know.
And then, and I'm inclined to agree with him. I mean, there are certain things which feel weird, like as far as the combat and movement go. Like I feel like I should be able to move when I can't. I don't know. But yeah, I'm inclined to agree with him. Yeah. So I'm playing DC Universe Online. It's super fun. You should give it a try.
Yeah, for sure. See, I'm trying to think of anything else. I could talk all about some Metal Gear. All about that Metal Gear. It seems like with this HD collection, they've actually done a lot with the, of course, with the up-resing and things like that. But for trophy support, I kind of got giggly because with Metal Gear Solid 4, they were talking about adding in trophies and they never did. They're like, nah, it's kind of past its time, whatever, whatever. But now it's one of those that, and it sounds like completely empty praise, but I'm not very good at video games. But for some reason, Metal Gear and I click super well. Like, I'll play through it the first time, get a pretty good ranking. And then the second time, easily go back and get Big Boss. Even on Extreme, whatever. Like, I'll go back and just do it. Once I... Big Boss Extreme. Whose footprints are these?
Where'd they go?
Riding. But, we'll just do that.
Dragon riding.
That's right. Pre-order now. For all them gems.
They're actually showing Rising again next month.
Yeah, and they said that there's a big announcement about it, and for some reason, I mean, this is strictly speculation on my part. I don't think that the big release announcement thing is going to be the release date. I think they have fundamentally changed that game somehow. Like, guess what?
MGS, the weirdest thing they might do is they might just say, now this is Metal Gear Solid 5.
But, dude, Peace Walker was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Like, yeah, but at the end of the day, they changed the name.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they still have that card in their deck if they want to use it.
Yeah, it's true. For some reason, though, I think it's actually going to be... Oh, I don't want to go out on a limb and say it's going to be, like, multiplayer only. But I think they're doing something that big to it. I think the reason why we have heard nothing about it is they literally just started from the drawing board. You know, they went back to the board and they're like, you know what? Yeah, we could cut a watermelon, whatever. We need something more because basically it's taking place.
We need to go deeper.
Yeah, this is deeper. But
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to oversell Kojima's involvement in it now. Yeah. Like they with Lord of Shadows, they tried to say Kojima was directing it or intimate that at least.
Right.
He was basically just a guy saying, oh, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, probably the only real input he's had is this takes place during a very specific time in the Metal Gear timeline. And that time already has to be written somehow, right? It's whenever, right. Before Raiden gets his stuff done, and then he has to go save Sunny.
Post-robot Raiden.
Yeah, like literally right after he got the procedure done. His first mission was to go save this girl from a child internment camp. But I don't know, man. Something about it just screams that they're either changing the way the game is going to be perceived. Like, well, now it's a first-person game. It's like, what?
Like it's Dead Island.
Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, you craft your own something. They're going to try to tie something... You know, with Peace Walker, they did it with Monster Hunter. Like, the multiplayer was basically Monster Hunter. I have a feeling they're going to do something like that. Or perks. They're going to have a really hardcore online deathmatch system on it or something. It just screams to me that the reason why they're wanting to have almost a full press conference on it is they're changing it enough that they need to have a full press conference to show you all the changes. I don't know. I'm excited for it.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're trying to announce a Wii U version as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good call. That it actually has some... Transfaring-esque features.
It can go toe-to-toe with Zelda.
Skyrim. I played that demo last night on
the
live stream.
Let's talk about
that. That's a really good game, like at least from the demo so far.
Looking forward to it.
Like, the first boss, I don't really want to spoil anything, but it wasn't a simple use the item when he flashes, now slash him with the sword kind of thing. It actually took me a little while to figure it out. Like, they sort of shove it in your face that it's a puzzle. And until you can figure out that puzzle, he's going to keep kicking your ass.
Wow. That's actually a really good idea, because as weird as it is, you know, I said I was pretty good at the Metal Gear series. For some reason, the way that Zelda's puzzles are constructed drives me up a wall, because I cannot figure them out. And like, okay, I was just given a boomerang, and now I'm in a room where I have to use the boomerang, and I look around and
how
I was like,
how do boomerangs work?
How would I throw it there? No. And I try it. You know, for some reason, I just don't get it until someone comes in and like, oh, you idiot. And like, grab the controller and they do one thing and then it opens the door. I was like, oh, fuck, how did I not see that? You know, I remember that whenever I first started playing Ocarina of Time on the 3DS, because it had been many years since I played it on 64. So some of those places I had to look up walkthroughs. I was like, okay, so what? Oh, I get the heavy boots to go to the bottom of the... Oh, I see. You know, like that's what it was. It was just a, I have all this stuff and I don't know what to do with it. Like I'm just puzzled. Huh?
Huh?
Colonel, what do I do with these underwater boots?
We haven't determined that yet. You've got to do some research.
Don't you think it's kind of weird that Metal Gear Solid Collection does not have a single game that stars Solid Snake?
That's true. I think it's kind of telling. Because in
Snake
my opinion...
Snake dies in the end.
Well, really, he's only starred in two games in the entire series.
It's true.
The first one in four.
I'm still a firm believer that the Metal Gear Solid series is actually about Revolver Ocelot. Because he's in every single one of those motherfuckers. Every single one of them. And he's prominent in every single one of them.
He is the Metal Gear.
No, if you think about it, actually, like, he does make more sense as a protagonist.
Yeah.
He's a skilled gunman with supernatural powers.
Yep.
That just screams Japanese main hero.
I would say a supernatural arm.
No, he's the
nano natural powers.
Yeah, he has the sorrow in,
that's true.
In the boss.
He does.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to go into... We could have an entire Metal Gear podcast, honestly. Because there's still a lot to talk about, especially with the games coming out. Like, with Rising Info coming out, but then with this HD collection coming out. Like, there's a...
Beards.
Yeah, man. Like, I just can't wait to play Peace Walker with another analog stick. Because I think, Imran, you and I agreed that the only problem with Peace Walker was the system it came out for.
Yeah, I got through the training, and then I got to the first mission. I couldn't take down the first guard because the camera kept screwing me up.
Right. it looks fantastic. Like, I watched the – I haven't loaded it up yet, but I've watched the high-def game trailers review, and they showed the Peace Walker stuff, and I instantly got super excited. Because for me, it was like, oh, man, new Metal Gear game, even though I've already played it and beat it. I still had so much to do that, you know, I wanted to – I'm basically going to start them all from the beginning.
All the things.
All of them things. But yeah, I view this as Metal Gear Solid Day, not Modern Warfare Day.
You're getting the PS3, or you got the PS3 version.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, I'm staring at it right now, man. And it's really weird. On the ESRB rating, it says rated T to M. And I'm trying to think of what Metal Gear was rated T.
2, I think, wasn't it?
Was it? Because
you don't actually, like... I mean, you shoot guns, but that's not really a whole lot to
have
an M rating.
Well, but you have the roller... You have the roller skating dude that drinks...
Oh, no, that's definitely M.
Yeah. Because on the back, it has French. I'm trying to think, but they don't use the ESRB in France, do they?
Nope. They use PEGI over PAL territories.
That's right. This is really confusing.
No, Peace Walker's T. I'm looking at the box art now.
Really? Because that has some scandalous shit in it, man. For a T rating. I mean, I will say, out of all three of those, my personal favorite is Metal Gear Solid 3, but from a story standpoint, Peace Walker is the best one in that collection, by far and away. Oh, it's so good.
I'm excited to try it. I doubt it will dethrone 3 for me, but we'll see.
It will come close. It depends on... I think 3 was a better singular package. If you were to give someone one Metal Gear game and be like, this is Metal Gear Solid, this is Metal Gear as you need to view it, I would give them 3 because it kind of had everything. It was its own little story. You kind of learned, you know, stuff about other characters throughout this series. But even if you didn't know about them beforehand, you still had very much a beginning, a middle, and an end.
3 was Kojima focused, and that's something we haven't seen before or since.
That's true.
It's when he decided that, like, he doesn't have to make his games like Hollywood. He could make his games his own variation of it.
Yeah.
Kojima would.
Oh. Huh.
In 4, I think he lost that lesson. And that was probably one of the worst things about the game.
The way I see it is, you know how Peter Jackson did King Kong? And everyone complained that it was, like, 9 hours too long. Whenever I went to go see it, I just saw it as a love letter because I knew, you know, King Kong is Peter Jackson's favorite movie ever. The 1933 version changed his life forever. So it was one of those things that he had to say hello and goodbye to it at the same time. So it could be 40 hours long and I'd watch all of it and be able to appreciate it for what it was. It was just one director wanting to do his dream project And of course he didn't want to let go of it. So of course it's 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I view it. I mean, yeah, quality of the movie aside, you know, I personally loved it. I can definitely see how people would hate it, but I loved it. And I think that's what Metal Gear Solid 4 was to me as well, is, okay, here's Kojima. He really doesn't want to do this shit anymore. And there is, like, literal, same thing you said about Sonic Generations, how Sonic Generations, the first part is stellar, and then it gets progressively more wonky and weird as it goes on, and it's kind of that whole, it's a analogy for the series as a whole. I think Metal Gear Solid 4 is too directly, you know, it's, not to go into too many spoilers, but there are certain parts of that where Snake has post-traumatic stress disorder, where he literally does not want to do any of this anymore ever again. He wants to retire, and he goes back to certain places, and they're all decayed and decrepit, and they're broken. And Kojima, that's him saying, yes, we are done. My type of game is not prudent anymore.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is probably the best argument for an editor for video games.
Yeah,
because
I agree with that.
Somebody should have gone to that ending and been like, no, stop it right here, right here. Yeah. Don't include any of this stuff.
No wedding scene. None of that shit. But, I mean, even then, right? Yeah, you could tell he was saying goodbye to some of these characters. And I was like, yeah, it got a little fan fiction-y, but...
Well, I mean, not to go too deep into spoilers, because, I mean, it's an old game, but it's a very story-heavy game. Mm-hmm. The part after when somebody walks up to Snake in the cemetery. That's where it went too far.
I don't think so, dude. That sealed the fucking deal for me. I was like, really? I was like, I fucking knew it. Like, I knew something was going on, and I was like, oh, this is it.
But then he proceeds to explain what's going on for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I didn't need that much explanation. Yeah. And also, it kind of like it retroactively went back to Metal Gear Solid 3 and kind of tried to dirty that up with nanomachines and crap like that.
Yeah, the series is so good, man.
So what about, what's this I hear about EDF and computers?
It's coming to PC.
That sounds like it could be fun, because I know you and Mike have had a good time with it, right?
It's a good co-op game. I've played it single player, but I say I wouldn't play it single player. So basically, if you don't have a lot of love for EDF, look at it mainly as a co-op game.
Okay.
But they say it's coming for the end of the year, but we don't know the price yet. If it's $50, that's kind of a rip-off.
Yeah.
Especially because it launched at 40 for console, so it has to be like 30 here.
Fair enough. Well, cool.
But I mean, if it's on a decent service, if it's not just game for Windows Live, if it's actually Steamworks or something like that, then I would suggest people get it so we can all co-op together.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Well, groovy. Video games.
Yeah, all them video games.
So are we declaring this official Nitro Beardcast, or?
I think so. Yeah. I think it was lengthy enough.
There's enough content here. I mean, we just hit the hour mark. I mean, it might not be as long, but yeah, I think we could even do, like, personally, I could do a whole Metal Gear cast, dude. I'm serious, man.
If we put record it while spoiler warnings by it, I could probably sit there and talk about it with you for the 2 hours or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Record it solo while you're in Oregon or wherever.
While I venture forth, just as I'm driving my 10.5 hour drive.
Right, your thoughts.
Oh, I would just do a live stream of me mumbling while my girlfriend and her mom are in the car, like, shut the
11:34 fuck up. 11:34 a.m. I just had a thought about Revolver Ocelot.
You know, you remember the time when he mentioned that, you know, war was changing? You know, well, I thought a lot about it.
War never changes.
You know, I don't think it ever does. Because technically it's the same war.
War is war.
You know, you can't change chess, right? You just change the pieces and where they go.
Oh, God. It's so deep, man.
It is, man.
That actually,
man,
sounds like a line that would come from the game.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, and where it got... Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Whenever it got really bullshitty, and Brian, I'm not... Well, you beat Metal Gear Solid 4, right?
I did, yes.
Okay. The only part, and this isn't really a spoiler because it sounds like I'm about to say nonsense... But whenever he talked about dividing zeros into ones and ones into zeros, at the end of it, like during that cemetery part, he was like, if you think of us as a one and this is a zero, then the Patriots divided the zeros into the ones. And I was like, is he actually trying to do math? Or am I was just staring at the screen for a minute like,
I do no math.
Among the many reasons that part of the ending was terrible.
Yeah.
Is that it just, he was rambling on at
the
certain point.
The fact that they brought that person back, fucking rad as shit.
It was pretty awesome, but I mean, 20, it also made chapter 4 make, or was it chapter 3, the noir chapter, no sense at that point.
That's true, but I mean, that was a 20-year, we got you hook, line, and sinker, like, we just pulled the veil over your eyes, and guess what? You see the man behind the curtain now, and you're like, oh, you've been had for 2 decades. Only Kojima has done stuff like that.
Well, it's one of those reasons why you can't have like mystery series like Lost or Metal Gear Solid end satisfactorily. They just have to end at some point. You have to hope the last moment is awesome enough for people.
That last big reveal, and in my opinion, yeah. Metal Gear did in that way. Like the whole reveal of who the Patriots were, it was cool, but then.
See, but yeah, I don't think Metal Gear needed a big reveal. I think it could have just ended with Snake in that cemetery with a gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
And that could have been it.
I totally agree. But I just think it's kick-ass that he somehow, because you know he was sitting on that last plot twist for about 10 years.
Yeah.
He knew it. He was like, oh, yeah, no, I think I have one more game in me. You know, he did that sly little wink and a nut, like, oh, well, you know, there's just a few more things I need to say. And you look back now and read those interviews and you're like, you smarmy bastard. You knew the entire fucking time. But, oh, man. Yeah, now I'm getting all antsy about doing a Metal Gear cast.
While you're playing through the entire HD collection.
All in one sitting. Okay, here's the true question. Before we get out of it here, which one should I play first? Or which three. One should we play 3 first?
That's the one I'm playing first.
Yeah.
Because I want to get to Peace Walker eventually. Diablo Fed on the forums and I are going to co-op through that.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, Peace Walker, don't you have to get about halfway through it to unlock the true multiplayer stuff?
Do you? I've never played it. So.
Yeah, you do. Well, because there are certain missions, and there are missions that you can recruit specific characters. You can even get Kojima himself as one of your characters.
Nice.
And he has perfect everything except for strength, which makes me laugh. But yeah, and you can put him on the research team, and you get, like, exclusive stuff. But I will say, this is a slight, it's not really a spoiler, but we're going to end on this, is the reason why I know this HD collection is probably going to be one of my favorite collections this generation, is in Metal Gear Solid 3, there's parts where you fight Ocelot and you can knock him out. You know, you like do the old CQC flippy doodle and he like has stars above his head. If you stab him and you actually kill him, you get an achievement and it's called Problem Solved, Now the Series is Over.
Time paradox.
It's a time paradox thing, but yeah, I was like, they at least had the common courtesy of putting a trophy in there for doing it, and now I'm really wondering what the rest of them are going to be, because there has to be some cool tidbits in there.
I know there's one where if you de-pant a soldier and take a picture of it and send it to Otacon, you get a trophy for it.
Oh, I love this fucking series. Oh man, it's like my own personal Saints Row. But all in like a somewhat serious Cold War lore.
Oh god, how am I supposed to afford Saints Row 2?
That too.
Oh my god.
Well, let's go contemplate that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I don't know, do you think you guys will do another cast this week or just playing it by ear?
We'll play it by ear. We might record on Thursday, who knows.
Okay, but we can safely call this episode 61. This might be a special week for a 2-for-1 special.
I believe so.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll get some stuff going. Like I said, I'm going out of town throughout the weekend, but that'll be fun. But then after that, I know next week all I'm going to be talking about is Skyrim. I know for a fact, so everyone ahead of time. But yeah, thank you, gentlemen, for this kind of off-the-cuff reader bag edition.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. We'll see y'all later.
Yeah, see you guys.
Yeah.
Bye. Aww.